Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Homes.com. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. As they say at Homes.com, we've done your homework. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Capital One Bank. With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions, even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio, that moment every couple of weeks where we talk to Stephen Dubner. He is the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It is The Hidden Side of Everything. Dubner, good to have you back.
Great to be here, Kai. I don't know, with the LA teams out of the NBA playoffs now, I don't know if you're still paying attention or
not. I am so done with the Lakers. This is where the hate mail from LA comes in. But I mean, come on, really? Get over yourself.
Well, there is a trend, besides the demise of the Lakers, that is unmistakable, but it's a trend off the court. It's something you see during the post-game press conferences, and that is that just about every star player, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, Kevin Garnett and Kevin Durant, they're all wearing these big, chunky black eyeglasses, you know, the kind that Urkel used to wear, depending on your time frame, you know, Buddy Holly.
But that's right. I guess it was LeBron I saw at a press conference from Miami, yeah.
There you go. Now, in the old days, it was pretty uncommon to see many athletes wear any kind of glasses. So my first thought was simply, hey, you know, maybe poor eyesight is on the rise. So we reached out to Susan Vitale. She's a researcher at the National Eye Institute, and she has looked at the rate of myopia, or nearsightedness, among Americans in the early 1970s and then again in the 2000s.
So in 71, 72, the prevalence of myopia in people who were aged 12 to 54 was 25%, or 1 in 4 people. And when we applied those same methods to the later population, we found that the prevalence was 41.6%, which is roughly a 66% increase.
So that's a lot, right? 66% in 30-something years. Are we just getting older, or what's going on?
Well, you know, the causes are the subject of a lot of debate. Some researchers think it's all the close-up work we do, like reading the myriad screens we're tethered to. Others think it's because we don't get enough sunshine. Whatever the case, we asked Miami Heat superstar LeBron James if he actually needs those glasses to see.
Nah, I don't need glasses to see. Nah, glasses is just fashion. It's about fashion. If you wear them right, sometimes they look good, sometimes they can not look so good.
He's faking, man. He's wearing non-prescription lenses.
As millions of Americans do each day, we learn.
Really?
Probably about 4 million. You know, they're called planos, or glasses with plain lenses. Yes, sir. Yep.
That's I don't understand that. Well, he is so cool that he can look cool wearing glasses. I don't even know.
I think that's about right. The fact is, this trend has blown up all over the NBA, the NFL also. I asked the Harvard economist Roland Fryer about this, and he suspects, as only an economist could suspect, that this is what you'd call a two-audience signaling mechanism.
Well, okay.
These guys are saying to one audience, hey, I'm here, I'm an athlete. To the other one, look at my glasses, look at the way I'm dressed, look at the way I carry myself. I can promote your product.
Oh my God, that is so cynical. That's horrible, right?
Well, it may be much more than that as well. Even Roland Fryer says that. Fryer has also studied the acting white phenomenon, right? Which is when black kids who study too much get called out by their peers, yeah. as if there's a stigma in trying to accomplish too much. So now, with all these black NBA and NFL stars wearing their big nerd eyeglasses, it may be that they're sending a message that the acting white stigma is over, or at least that it should be over. Hmm. LeBron's teammate Dwayne Wade told us that he doesn't need his nerd glasses either, but he does like the message that they send.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, you try to go out and you talk to kids, you try to let them know that it's cool to be smart, it's cool to be educated, you know? So it's a message behind the madness, you know?
That's actually great, message behind the madness. It's acting smart is not acting white, right?
That's exactly right. Although I will tell you something very interesting. Roland Fryer, who's also African-American, told me that even he, a Harvard econ professor, that he wears glasses that he doesn't need also in order just to relax everyone, as he puts it. And I should tell you this also. The signaling at Harvard doesn't end with eyeglasses, according to Fryer.
A couple of years ago, I was talking with one of my colleagues here at Harvard, and they said to me, they confessed, let's say, to me, that they dyed their hair gray. And I said, why would anyone do that? And he says, well, I want people to take me more seriously.
Wow. I will never understand people. Can I just tell you that?
What about you? I understand you, though, Kai. I understand you.
Stephen Dubner. Freakonomics.com is the website. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me, Kai. On next week's podcast, you'll hear the second half of You Eat What You Are, our two-parter about food. This time, we run the numbers on the local food movement, and some of them might surprise you.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to. First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit NoFearDentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.
Sofas, recliners, love seats, everything is better in leather. Discover the new leather collection at Ashley, where bold meets durable. And wait a minute, who's been finger painting on the couch again? That's okay, leather is easy to clean. The new leather collection at Ashley is built with the durability you need for the whole family. Yes, pets too. Luxury is meant to be livable. Shop chairs starting at $499.99 and sofas at $599.99. Ashley, for the love of home.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Cars.com. Have you heard about the Your Garage feature on Cars.com? Here's how it works. You add your car to Your Garage to track its market value and cash in when the time is right to sell. Track both your car's historical and projected value. When it's time to sell, easily secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with Your Garage on Cars.com.